Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed, and sitting over there, staring at me with those big, beautiful nostrils, is my buddy Jeff.
Hello.
I bet you didn't think he could stare at me with his nostrils, but he can.
This nose does a lot of things.
It's a multifaceted, multi-talented nose.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Swiss Army knife. That's why it's so big.
Yeah.
Lots of tools.
He's got a corkscrew in there. You don't want to know why. He had an itch. It was weird.
Yeah, yeah, I put it up there when I was a kid. Stayed there. But we're not alone.
We're not. And this week, having figured out that she was using the wrong microphone for literally months, now with 100% more audio quality is your friend and mine, Val. How you doing there, buddy?
I'm so here and present right now.
Like a bell.
Wow, I heard her.
Clear
heard her.
As could be.
I heard her. Modern technology.
Crazy, man.
So we didn't realize that she had been using her built-in computer microphone for 6 years. And so every week we'd be recording and she would say something that's funny, but we couldn't hear her. And she would just start laughing. And we all thought she was slowly losing her mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than usual.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It wasn't just me, guys.
This is good. I can hear you. So how are you guys doing?
I feel like my voice is being really heard right now. It's awesome.
It is. how are you, Jeff?
I'm good. I'm doing well. You know, this is a big time for me with these midterm elections. Want to see let's see what's going to happen with the world that I live in.
Yeah, if it's either – I phrased it the other day as like I need it to be Wednesday, which is when people are listening to this,
right?
Hopefully. Either that or Thursday. So either you vote – you know what happened. We have no idea. Either you voted and you're a good person or you didn't vote and you're a big old turd muffin. But the way I phrased it was I need it to be Wednesday now so I can find out if I'm going to continue to be furious or two steps below furious. I'm really hoping that I can come down just a little. Just a scooch.
I will tell you this. This is what I love about the elections are the commercials that the politicians pay for each other. They are the nastiest, most horrible things that I've ever seen on TV. Like they don't even talk about themselves. They will go on in a 30-second ad. It'll be 25 seconds. We'll say how bad the other guy is. The last five will be like, but this guy doesn't do it. they're unbelievable. But my favorite, there is a candidate that has the exact same name as one of my best friends. So I laugh hysterically at the smear ads about this guy. They call him a sellout and they talk shit about him because all the things that they say about this man, I could say about my friend. It's awesome.
So you got to save all those and use them as their ringtone.
Yeah.
If people still use ringtones. I don't know if that's a thing anymore.
Yeah. I want to start just leaving him voicemail recordings of what they say about this candidate. It's just beautiful. And you know this is the part of that that's frightening, though, is that people go out there and listen to what these ads say. And like, this is how they vote. They don't research. They don't look anything up. They either vote along whatever party they're a part of, which to me is crazy. It's insanity to me to simply vote because you're the same party. Or like I said, they go out and they vote with absolutely no knowledge whatsoever.
Well, these are the same people that are led to believe that Papa John's is actually pizza based on the commercials.
Papa John's.
Oh, this is the end of her being on this podcast.
Wow. Oh, God. Wow. I almost wish that her mic was still not working. for her to say that. Papa John's is only good when you are in like a remote location where the regular pizza is dog shit, or when you're super duper high and no other pizza places are open.
I'm going to I get so nervous when I can actually speak on this. I'm going to counteract that argument with it's delicious. It's not as greasy as Domino's or Pizza Hut.
It's also, what is it, as good as DiGiorno and Red Baron? We're not comparing it to pizza here.
I'm talking about fake pizza.
Okay. All right.
No, everyone knows that, you know, the best pizza that you get over here is like, you know, the mom and pop shops, obviously. Like Pat's Pizza in Levittown, that's my heart and soul. But if I'm going for fake pizza,
okay,
Papa John's is the choice.
Okay, I'll give that to you. Papa John's is definitely better than Pizza Hut or Domino's.
Thank you. Thank you.
Strong disagree. Strong.
Yeah.
Papa John's is like licking the inside of an ashtray's colon.
Wow.
It is disgusting.
Have you done
it? It's the worst. Listen, don't judge how I made my money to get through college. Okay. And then I didn't even get through college. It was just so the whole thing was just a wash. Actually, no, the washing is what I had to do afterward. I took a loofah to my soul. Yeah. No, because I mean, like, Domino's pizza itself isn't great, but they have cheesy bread, which is basically Jesus come back in carbohydrate form.
Yeah, listen, I hear you. The cheesy bread is good, but one of the points that Val made about the pizza, this goes to the cheesy bread also, is greasier than the collective faces of a middle school population. It is... It really is just drenched in oil.
Yeah.
That it's a lot. It's
gross.
Yeah, it gets gross.
Yeah,
to me.
Well, that's why you have to eat it. It's like eating French fries. If you wait till they get cold, it's terrible. You got to eat it while it's hot and all in one bite, preferably.
Yeah, I hear you. I eat this cheesy bread quickly, but it is oily. And the problem is,
you're saying that like it's a bad thing.
When you get anything with like the toppings, you can't dab it off. Like, you ever get the dessert one, that cinnamon sugar one?
Yeah.
You can't dab that. You don't want to dab off all the cinnamon and sugar.
Mm-mm. Takes away all the flavor.
No, I'd lick off the cinnamon and sugar and then rub the grease all over my body.
Wow.
And then wake up.
In a sensual dance.
Okay.
What song would you be listening to?
Domino's has some appeal now.
That's a great question. Why don't we listen to it now? I fixed it so I could hear it this week.
Oh, yeah. You figured it out.
I remembered.
There you go.
Yeah. It wasn't that I didn't know how to do it. It's just that I kept on forgetting to do it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I had to hit a button. I just didn't hit the button.
Well, there you go.
Was that just the intro?
Yeah, we got into it. We got into it before that intro came on.
Yeah, that's our opening, arguing about shit pizza.
It's all right.
Really? You'd rather go for Domino's? Don't you wake up with like
we just did literally 9 minutes and 31 seconds on garbage pizza. I think it's time to move on. I don't want to put down my foot here, but yes, Papa John's is terrible. And that's the end of the conversation. Sorry.
Sir, you will be getting a strongly worded text message from me.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I love it. It's going to make me feel warm and fuzzy inside. And I'll take any attention I can get. So, Ms. Beatty.
Yes.
What do you got for me? Give me something. Since, like, you know, we're either on the eve. It's like Christmas Eve, but for shit. Since, like, either it's going to go poorly or it's going to go less poorly. Or it's going to go well and just a comet's going to hit us tomorrow.
My main concern is that they stop teaching my kids the stupid way to do math.
So here's a funny story about that. I have always been terrible at math, and I didn't get diagnosed with ADD until like I was 20 something. So in trying to figure out math for school, I ended up teaching myself how to do it in the same way that they're teaching people now. And I'm like, that's a bad idea. Why? Why would you do that? This is my quick MacGyvering so that I can figure out and not look like I'm an idiot who doesn't know how to figure out 20%. You're teaching this to children? That's just, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The way
I don't
they
get
do
it.
The way they do it is not a good way, in my opinion. So I am all in favor of doing away with that. That's my primary concern because I think we're pretty much fucked with everything else.
True.
I mean, the last time I was in school was actually – the last time I had a history class was right when the 2016 election was going on. And I basically just got speeches and lectures from my professor about how Trump was such an asshole and like all this stuff and he's voting for Hillary and whatever. And I'm just like, so is this going to be on the test, all of your opinions?
I
hope so.
We get you. We get you, pal. We're not even telling you you're wrong. I just want to know if I should be writing this shit down or not.
He literally spent three lectures, and it was like one of those once-a-week classes, so it was 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
There was a fun story that he had to attack an old man in his house while he was coming out of the shower.
What?
Okay, hold on. Let's start this at the top. Your professor had to attack an old man
synopsis.
In the shower?
Yeah, he was a very great professor, I have to say. Very entertaining.
Okay, but now you have to share this story with us because I need to know everything about it. And I'm going to ask you questions you're not going to know the answers to, and I don't care. Just make them up.
Okay.
So start with what – how did he get into this person's house?
Okay.
Why? Why was he there?
So – let's take it back for a second. It was the old
start
man.
Start your story where you need to.
Okay. The old man entered his house that had his wife and baby daughter in it. It was during the time of Passover and they're not Jewish. So, you know, they were getting ready to go somewhere or something like that. And, my professor went into the shower, to get ready to go, and all of a sudden he hears his wife scream and he jumps out of the shower, which I'm sure Jeff you would do as well. So he jumps out of the shower not even thinking.
Excuse me, if I may interrupt, I too would jump out of the shower if I heard Jeff's wife screaming, because I'd go, what the hell are you doing in my house?
Also, what are you doing in Jeff's house? That could go both ways.
No, that one makes more sense, honestly.
Why do you take a shower in Jeff's house?
I mean, if you need to, you're welcome to. It's up to you.
Aw, brotherly love. So he jumps out of the shower, slams open the door. He sees his wife in like the corner of the hallway, cowering like in a corner with his their baby daughter in her arms, just pointing at the door. And there's just like this old man that is standing there going, Elijah's here, everybody. And I just started dating a Jewish guy. So I'm like, I know what that means. And I'm like all excited about this story. And then he goes, so I tackle this man because I'm like, what the hell are you doing in my house? And also, like, this is my family. You're coming into
is
a house.
Is his dong still out while he's doing all of this?
That was going to be my next question.
He looks down and he is completely butt-ass naked.
Wow. So why was the guy in the house?
Apparently it was a very confused old man that he mixed up his house with his son's house who lived next door.
Okay.
Once they all heard like the commotion or whatever and they saw the grandfather's car outside, they were like, oh crap, Where's Grandpa?
How awesome would it? How awesome would it be?
Grandpa's busy getting hit by a man's dick.
Right. It's how really awesome awkward. Would it be if the family like came out and saw the nude neighbor laying on top of their father? Like, what the fuck is going on here exactly?
And like the nerdy me that wanted to like ace this class to get her history minor credit was going like, okay, and then what happened? Is this going to be on the test? Do I have to write a paper about this?
Can you describe the dong to me, Professor? Doodling it.
Sir, can you see your penis?
So was it on the test is the first question I have.
He did have a fun fact, like extra credit question.
Was it about what his dick looked like? Because that's inappropriate.
That's very, very inappropriate.
But at the same time, I kind of would, I'd let it slide. Cause like, well, sir, you just announced that you tackled some old man, just balls flying. So, hey,
balls for days. Happy Passover, everybody.
was anything about the Trump lectures? Was that on there?
No, okay. Thank God.
How about anything about Trump's dick? Was that on there?
No.
Did you did hear about the description of his dick in Stormy Daniels' book, right?
No, I did not. Please elaborate.
Oh my God. Yeah. Jeff, did you hear this? Okay, good. Because I was just like, this is amazing. So first of all, she refers to him as having Yeti pubes. So that's charming.
So a Yeti is like a big, let's just...
It's a Bigfoot. It's white.
It's a Bigfoot, but in the cold.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's a chilly Bigfoot.
Yes.
Speaking of which, when you're chilly, things are smaller. Apparently, he's also living that dream too. And it's the top of it. She referred to it as like the quote, and I'm quoting here: the mushroom guy from Mario
that
Kart.
That is not a flattering description.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, he has a name. And it's Toad. And you're going to describe somebody's dick as the mushroom guy. Have the respect to give to say it looks like Toad. So Toad at least is getting the name shout out.
Credit,
you know,
lady. It's not an obscure fucking character.
So no. did she unzip his pants and went, woohoo?
No, apparently he was just sitting there and it went, it's-a-me, tiny dick.
And threw a blue shell at her.
Even if you're first, you're getting fucked.
Yeah, and trust me, nobody that's doing that is coming in first. There's only one person who'll come first, or possibly come at all.
Well, she's a very horny lady. She got arrested for being a stripper and then having sex with a customer.
No, it was just a lap dance. They were there to arrest her because she was suing Trump.
I thought she gave him a hand job or something, and it was like, no touching.
No, there was like grinding or something. There was no hand job.
Ugh, what a
And no champagne in the sex room, because that gets very slippery.
And like,
you don't want that.
Sticky.
And sticky.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd think the bubbles would be fun, but next thing you know, your nipples are like just, it's like scotch tape. you're stuck for days. It's
get
terrible.
Off me, Donald. Jesus.
You're going to have to be hosed down.
Both very good impressions.
Thank you.
So yeah, that's information about Donald Trump's dick that I now have in my head forever, and I needed somebody else to have in their head forever. You're welcome.
So it's really just like Toad sitting on white fur.
Yeah, except okay. Toad's like standing up as best he can, but it's not it. You know, because Mario is short and Toad's shorter than Mario, and
oh, he has a micro penis.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. Micro penis. Giant mushroom cap is what she was going after.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. Like an opened umbrella.
Yeah. That explains why he left that umbrella at the end of the airplane the other day. Just left it dangling there. He's just like, this reminds me too. This is more well endowed, but has the same top as my dick.
Somebody has something to say about everything this guy does, though. Like, I saw did you see the whole thing about when he comes down the steps from Air Force One and turns to the right and starts walking when his limo was right at the end of the steps? It was
right in front of him.
Is he what? I want to know what the explanation for that was. Like,
well, what I really liked was as he did that, you saw the person go like, "Oh no, it's right there." And he went, oh, yeah. No, I see it. Like, waved his hand like, oh, yeah, thank you. Right. Thank you very much.
You mean
I
the
get
only
it now.
Car for 1,000 yards? Got it. That's the one.
Yeah. the one with the guys in the suits that are protecting me with their lives? Got it.
Oh, the
thank
heavily
you.
Armored car at the later. End of the red carpet from my plane? Got it.
Do you ever see the little tiny video of him in, like, what was it, the war room or his office or whatever, and he's sitting there writing something and he just looks up and goes,
yes. Yeah, I still don't know what that was in reference to.
I don't know either.
I don't know why he was speaking parcel tongue.
But I and feel like that's we what we all want to do to people that we don't like who are talking. It's just like, like, that's what my cat does to me whenever I want to, like, you know, be like, hey, Ruby, how are you? She'll be like, get away from me. Okay. Trump is a cat.
That's what you get for giving her social security number on the internet.
I didn't do that.
Oh, that was your sister, right?
My sister is not named Ruby. Thank you.
I don't know. It's hard to keep track with all the personal information you've shared on this podcast for everybody.
Especially about my professor just now.
Yeah. We just spent more time talking about your professor's dick, which then led into Trump's dick. I'm sure they'd be very upset about that.
Dicks
yeah, he
for
would
days.
Not like that. He would not like that we compared those two.
Yeah. Are you all right? Did you
hit yourself?
I forgot
the chair was there. And okay, we're going to move on.
Okay, cool. What I was going to mention before, by the way, when you mentioned hand jobs, did you know that that was what they called palm pilots in Japan?
No.
Nice.
Yep. So they were hand jobs.
When you bought a Palm Pilot, hey, get me one of those hand jobs. Thank you.
How do you ask?
Yeah.
How
can I get a $500 hand job?
For a hand job there.
Oh, can I have a Palm Pilot?
Makes sense.
Speaking of Japan and terrible translations,
my favorites.
Okay, so we all have seen at least an episode or two of Jersey Shore.
Have never seen a single episode.
You're such a liar.
I swear to you.
I saw one because of an ex-girlfriend, and that should have been the moment I left that relationship.
Swear to you.
I just watched like all of the seasons this past summer, like all binge watching. But I used to watch them in high school. Yeah. So, anywho, I bring youth to this podcast.
If you say so.
Thank God. Go ahead.
So, speaking of fun Japanese translations, did you know what they call Jersey Shore in Japan? Let's take some guesses.
Dumb idiot people with more grease in their hair than a Domino's cheesy bread?
Jeff, any...
No, I mean, does it have anything? Is it like New Jersey happy hour? Happy fun time hour?
It's New Jersey happy Palm Pilot hour.
Yes.
That's what that is.
I think that those are all valid guesses, but they actually call our fellow neighbors to the east.
You okay? You all right over there?
They're just funny. It's just funny thinking about New Jersey.
First of all, wait a minute. Wait. Were you referring to New Jersey? Our neighbors to the east?
South.
West as well. East is the
opposite
direction.
Yeah,
okay.
England are our neighbors to the east.
Oh.
I mean, I hope people don't come here for geography tips, because we are obviously not going to help them.
No.
Where is Connecticut? Like, what even is that? Anyhow.
What is a Connecticut?
Is it a county?
I think so.
They actually call us, well, called New Jersey Shore, not us. It's called the MTV Jersey Shore, the New Jersey Life of Macaroni Assholes.
That's fucking great. That's what they call it.
Can you rewind that and slow it down? Actually, Jeff, could you say it for me?
Say it. Say it one more time. MTV's the Jersey Shore.
MTV Jersey Shore, the New Jersey Shore Life of Macaroni Assholes.
Oh my God. That is awesome. Macaroni Assholes is absolutely the best racial slur I've heard for Italian people of all time.
Jeff, aren't you Italian?
Yes. Yeah. I, you know me. You can say whatever you want about whoever you want. None of that bothers me.
To be fair, I'm super Irish, and if you called me a potato bitch, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah, macaroni assholes I would love for some. I really would. I would love for somebody to call me a macaroni. Like, look at this macaroni asshole. I'm like, yes, you're right. Look at me.
So, literally translated, actually means the New Jersey life of macaroni rascals, but apparently rascals means assholes in Japanese.
I love that rascal is the
one that's causing the problem.
That's
the hinge.
You're such a rascal.
Macaroni assholes.
And the article that I found on it, which is on CNN.com, by the way, features a picture of Snooki, Vinny, and Pauly D. And Snooki has the big freaking poof crown on her head.
Who's Vinny?
Vinny's the really boring looking one that's like, hey guys, I'm just here. And he's like the most boring one. Okay. He's just there.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I don't have any idea. I don't have any idea who that guy is.
Well, we know Ronnie is a guy who was like in that really terrible relationship. He got dragged by a car by his baby mom.
Who's like the big guy? Who's the biggest guy?
The tannest and biggest?
I don't know. Just the biggest. I know the situation.
Okay, we got one.
I know the situation.
He just got married on Thursday.
That's a shame.
You know too much about this. I'm a little concerned.
Did you see the situation was on one of the Comedy Central roasts?
Was he?
Yes.
Didn't he bomb?
I think it was Trump. I think he was on the Trump roast. And it was so bad. It was so bad. It was so painful to watch.
I'm going to text Evan right now to find that so after this I can watch it.
Yeah, I think he's...
I got it right here. Don't even worry about it. I'll text you right now.
Is it the Trump roast?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Well, that was probably when he was still back on like pills and everything.
Well,
yeah, we'll give that as the reason instead of just comedy.
Yeah, he's not fucking funny. But so I know him. I know who JWoww and Snooki are. Are they the only girls or are there other girls?
There are two other girls.
Okay.
There is Angelina.
Oh, no idea.
The Staten Island dump truck.
Wait, and is that two people or is Angelina the Staten Island dump truck?
Full name.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a terrible last name. It's rough. Is that a hyphen?
It's rough. That's a rough.
Is that like the Staten Island hyphen?
That's what they call her, or like Garbage Island, or something like that.
Well, either way is an accurate assessment of Staten Island.
Which fun fact? My sister's best friend growing up, her brother dated Angelina.
The entirety of Staten Island. Oh, just Angelina. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Good for him. Is she attractive?
No.
Okay.
Then less good for him.
Because Snooki.
She's like one of those girls that talk like this all the time.
Because Snooki's not attractive.
She could be gorgeous. And if she talked like that, I'd be like, no. No, thank you. Pass.
Yeah.
Then there's Dina, who's basically just a second Snooki.
I have no idea who that is.
So the really big guy I think you're talking about is Ronnie, because he's like really wide.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the one that got dragged by the car, and he also just killed his girlfriend's dog.
Oh, okay.
What?
So,
yeah.
That's weird. That's all right.
This just got dark. He really is a macaroni asshole.
Oh, way worse than that. Macaroni's too good for him.
That's a good point.
He's a real...
So
he's a real Pizza Hut asshole. So then that's what he is.
And that's his baby mama, by the way, not just his girlfriend.
Who else is the situation? Ronnie, Paulie D. Paulie D was the one with the fucking just preposterous haircut, right?
Yeah, but I think he's the best one because he's like the only one with kind of a head on his shoulders.
Oh, God.
So, I know.
Too bad that head that's on his shoulders is also firmly implanted in his ass. And then who's the fourth one? The fourth guy? Who did we miss? We got Paulie D, the situation, Ronnie, and
Vinny.
Vinny, right, Vinny.
Vinny's also from Staten Island, but he's like the really boring one. He's just like, hey, I'm here, I'm Vinny. They call him Keto Guido, something like that. I ignore him. But yeah, that's the Jersey Shore for you guys. By the way.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And now
thank
I don't
you.
Need
I
to bother
that.
Watching it. Perfect.
No.
Works out for everybody. I tell you.
But yeah.
I tell you what. Macaroni assholes. If I get nothing else from this episode, which it's very likely, macaroni assholes makes my week.
It is good. It is solid. It warms the cold cockles of my heart.
Aw, always happy to be that person to do that.
So now that we've talked about macaroni assholes, El Jefe,
and regular assholes,
what do you got for? Yeah, we've talked about a whole lot of assholes.
Yeah.
It's a real asshole and dick situation up in here today.
It has been.
It's like that speech from Team America. It's like every dick has an asshole or something like that.
Yes. I think he compares dicks and pussies, though.
Yes.
That some people are dicks and some people are pussies. And then some people are assholes. That's where he goes. It's a genius piece of writing, by the way.
I agree. Have you been watching recent South Parks?
I have not watched South Park since high school.
Really?
I haven't watched much of this season. I think I watched the first two episodes. It was kind of like, on it. It didn't grab me like the last couple of seasons have so far.
They literally are doing everything they can to be like outrageous. And then at the end, like behind the credits, they're doing like hashtag cancel South Park.
Yeah, they had that all over the place.
Yeah.
At Comic-Con. As if they're not just going to back up a Brinks truck full of money at them whenever their contract's up in like 2022 or something like that.
I just think it's fun.
So Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You got anything else for me?
No, I don't. This has been an uneventful week. I spent the weekend at a cheerleading competition for my daughter.
Wait, which one?
My oldest. The little one is not. The little one is terrible. She can't pronounce any of the words. Can't stand on her own. She's just
mama pretty good.
She
though.
Does. Yeah, because she won't say dada.
Dada, not so much.
That's so opposite my nieces.
My other two both said dada first. But this one is being a real brat about it. But that's why I can say without feeling too bad that my 9-month-old daughter is a shitty cheerleader right now. But the older one had a competition, and it's crazy. You go and sit there for 3 hours to see your child for about 81 seconds. And yet, even at that, I'm a very competitive guy. So
no.
She's on a team of 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds. So they're in like the 7-year-old bracket. And even at a 7-year-old bracket, I am like pacing the floor and screaming my head off. And I'm genuinely not interested in cheerleading at all. I just wanted my daughter to win. Like, I was still like a lunatic on the sideline. Yeah, I had to like step back. I cannot control myself.
But did she win?
Yes, she did. They got first place.
Woo!
Then isn't it all worth it?
It was. It was good. They got first place, so I was very excited. But
she's crushed the dreams of all other seven-year-olds in the competition.
Yeah. Well, like, I'll tell you, I'm not one of those freaks that, like, roots for the other team to get hurt and, like, cheers when a kid, like, can't get up off the ground. There are parents that do that. That's...
What?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. Quickly, over the summer, my son's lacrosse team is playing, and one of the kids... One of the boys on the team, on my team, takes a stick to the knee. You know, it wasn't done on purpose. The kid wasn't like chopping him down. He just checked him and missed. And instead of hitting his stick or his arm, he hit him right in the, like right under the kneecap, you know, where the top of your shin bone comes in. And he just went down. And the parents were cheering like crazy for this. And that team and our team have gotten into a couple of scuffles on the field here and there, but they started cheering for this kid to get hurt. And all I can see is this kid's dad, like rifling through folks on the sideline to get to like the one dad that started it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a full out brawl. This is going to be awesome. And then damn it, they didn't fight. They were this close, but I've seen a couple of fights. I've gotten into a couple of arguments, like nose to nose arguments with other coaches that are, you know, playing dirty or doing something or yelling something they shouldn't, whatever it is. It's intense. It's very intense. But this was a cheerleading competition for 7 year olds. And I was in the background like a lunatic, panting, pacing back and forth, waiting for them to like give the results.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I'm that guy.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah. But that's it. That's my life. I'm a cheer dad now.
Aww.
That's adorable.
Weren't you a football player too?
Yes, I played football.
Oh, it comes full circle.
I played football. So now my son does. I coach his team. I coach his football team. He plays lacrosse, and I coach that. He plays basketball, but being short, fat, and white, basketball was never my thing, so I don't coach that.
Makes sense. That checks out.
That and the best is the basketball that he plays is kind of like a developmental type of league. Like they go over like the foundational stuff, and it's not highly competitive games. Like last year, you couldn't steal the ball. You had to let them like pass. You could intercept a pass, but you couldn't steal while dribbling because half of the kids couldn't dribble. And it like wasn't competitive enough for me. So I would like have to continually step out in the hall and be like, don't yell. That's not this type of league. So I do a good job of excusing myself, so I don't make a scene on the sideline.
That's
good.
But I want to. The important part is that you have the emotional wherewithal to prevent yourself from being a crazy person when it's important.
I do. For the most part. But that's it. That's all I've got.
You know, I used to play Little League and my dad was my coach. And... it got so bad to the point that I was the only girl on any of the league. And even my father forgot that I was not a boy. So when they handed me a trophy, it was a boy with hair and like the hair underneath the cap.
So it was a league of your own, is what you're saying here?
It was a league of my own. I was Martha Hooch.
That's
not her name.
I have it as my background. Is it Marla?
It's Marla.
No! That was my favorite thing ever!